Chai Tea Vibes, Lo-Fi, Volume 4. Now available on Spotify and Apple Music.
What's good, everybody? This is Marcus from Black Mary Debt Free, and you are checking out our Quick Cast. Let's get it. What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus from Black Mary Debt Free, and I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Quick Cast, powered by Black Married and Debt Free, the Black Married and Debt Free Network. As it were, this is our midweek dose of the Quick Cast, y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're tuning in for the first time, this Quick Cast is when just me, myself, who is one half of the Black Mary Debt Free podcast, gets to come on and, you know, just talk about different things, right? And usually in the area of the U.S. economy. And we kind of chronicle the recession and how it's going. I like to keep everyone updated because as wealth builders, as a fellow wealth builder, it's important to know what's going on in the economy so you know exactly how to move, how to adjust your finances, your family's finances, how to adjust your investing strategy. Shire and I like to invest into real estate as well as the stock market. And so you're going to need to know. You're going to need to know how this economy works. And a lot of times it's not presented in a way, in a digestible way. And so that's what I try to do. I'm not like a finance expert, but I do kind of nerd out on this stuff. And then my goal is to relay it to you in a digestible, bite-sized way. So that's kind of what we're about here on the Quick Cast. So welcome. If you enjoy this Quick Cast and if you want to bless us, do us a huge favor and leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this, y'all. We really, really, really need and appreciate those reviews because they help us become more visible to a wider audience. So shout out to y'all if you've already done it. And if you haven't, you know, it would be dope if you did that for us. Thank you to all of you who have downloaded the Debt Free Podcast over the Black Married and Debt Free Podcast over the years. We've recently hit over 1 million downloads. So thank you guys, man. We couldn't have done this without you. And I would not be here if you guys weren't showing up every week. We're not gurus. We're just two regular people that decided to take control of their finances once upon a time. And we paid off 6 figures of debt and invested into 5 out of state rental properties, and now we're attempting to put away around 30-35% of our income into the stock market so that we can retire early. And we decided to share the ride with you. So welcome. Let's get into it, man, because I did a podcast a while ago. Now I have a lot of friends that are what you would consider content creators. I like to say that me and Shire aren't content creators in the sense that this isn't our main source of income, right? To start the year, we just totally stopped Instagram, right? We spent like 3 years of our life on Instagram, posting every day because that's what you were supposed to do, right? You just keep posting, taking photos, high quality photos, high quality video, because that's what you do. And if you look around Instagram, like, it's no longer, it started out as a place, social media in general started out as a place for us to just communicate with friends, maybe show your vibes, you know, take pictures of your food, take pictures of where you are. And if you've noticed the landscape, man, this place has become extremely professional. I follow, you know, some folks that have CNN quality cameras and setups and they're content creators, right? They don't have a network like that's on cable news, or they don't have their own streaming platforms or anything like that, but they just do content for YouTube, right? Or content for Instagram shorts and reels and different things like that. And they have the just extremely elaborate setups. You know, I like to think that me and Shire were like a bit ahead of the game because I'm like a kind of a equipment nerd, as I am a musician. And so I nerded out on visual equipment, you know, decent cameras and decent quality sound, like before that was a thing. But now it's just par for the course. Like if your sound quality isn't pristine, if you don't have great visuals, you know, you're not going to see a lot of success in the content creation space because it's just the norm now, right? And so with that, me and Shira just opted out of that, right? It's not something that was yielding us enough to just be like, we're all in on this, you know? And I don't like to, my thing is this, I don't want the main source of my income to be based on likes, views, or sales. That's me personally. I know a lot of people that create content, sell product, like, and they kill it, you know? But for me, it's so much, while I may have like a hot year or even a hot few years, this is too new for me to just go 100% in. Now, if I do it on the side and it helps get an investment property, or it helps get a nice, pay for a nice vacation, or it helps put my daughter through gymnastics, or it helps with our entertainment portion of our, you know, family finances, like, cool. But for me and Shira, we never want this to be a full-time thing. Now, we're going to give you the quality of someone doing it full-time. We're not going to give you garbage when it comes to quality, but the quantity of it is not, we don't commit to being full-time content creators. So just, that's just kind of just to paint a picture, right? But like I said, many people are jumping into the content creation space and they're doing it full time. Well, that is great because the creators of social media, right? Your big titans in social media, Facebook or Meta, as they're called now, their whole goal is to get you to stay on the application. So they incentivized content creators to post more what's called reels. And these are short 60 second clips. They really wanted to compete with TikTok. That TikTok, that's all that is 60 second or less clips of folks. You know, you see the TikTok dances, people go viral, is one of the fastest growing, most popular applications on the market, on the social media streets. And Facebook, that happens to own Instagram, also wanted to get in that mix. So they had what's called the Reels bonus. And like I said, their goal is to get everyone to stay on the platform. Period. That's their number one goal, because the longer you're on, the more ads you'll see, right? The more ads you view, the more ad revenue they can get from businesses. They say, hey, people are on our app for this X amount of time, so to get ads is going to cost you this. Where else are you going to get this many eyes, right? So it's a hand in glove situation. So it works twofold, because you're incentivizing content creators to stay on and create this content, right? They're incentivizing folks to go full time into content creation, where they're buying equipment, where they're, once you buy equipment and once you quit your job, right, to be a full time content creator, you're going to be creating content like it's going out of business. You're going to live on Facebook. You're going to live on Instagram. You're going to live on social media, because now this is your job. This has to work. You just quit your 9-to-5 job because content creation has won you over, right? So they know that. So they know, boom, I'm gonna get these folks, they're gonna live on our app, right? And it's like I said, it's twofold, because Now the content creation is so high quality, it's so entertaining, it's so funny, to where us as the viewers who may not be full-time content creators are consuming this content in rapid numbers. We're staying on the app. We just keep swiping over and over and over because there's always another funny video, right? Then it starts to learn what you like, and we know what algorithms do. They feed you more of what you like, right? And so we saw this really taking off within the last couple years from Meta rolling out Reels bonuses. They really made you feel good, y'all. I ain't gonna lie. Like, we had Black Mary Dead Free Instagram that was doing good. And then I have a personal music Instagram that I do where I just kind of throw stuff on the wall and see if it sticks. I really don't care as much about that one as I did the Black Mary Dead Free Instagram. But I felt so wanted and proud when Meta reached out to both of those separate Instagrams and said, hey, you're eligible for the Reels bonus. I'm like, cool. So now I'm going to get a little something for the content I was already putting on these platforms, right? So you felt really good. You got your little Meta deposit, you know, for your Reels bonus. Now, here's the crazy thing that they did. They would set the number, the view count so high. They say, you know, you can get $800, but you have to get 1 million, 2 million, 3 million views to max to get your maximum bonus. Now, if you don't hit that, you'll get, you know, some other total. So if I get 10,000 views for that period, that month long period, I'll get paid for those views. But if I wanted to max it out, if I wanted to get the full $800, $1,200, whatever it was a month, I forget now, you're going to have to get millions of views. So that is kind of the incentive that was out there, and it had folks going buck wild crazy, posting multiple times a day. And you have to understand, for those of you who aren't in the content creation space, what goes into it. This podcast is about the simplest content you can produce. It's audio only, but I'm in a studio, so I have a home studio. I have a $100 microphone. I have $500 worth of software that I talk into through the microphone. The hardware that amplifies the microphone is $1,000, you know. And once I record it, I have to cut it up, bounce the audio, and I have to upload it to the distribution application, right, that we use. Shout out to Spotify and Anchor, formerly Anchor, but now Spotify for Podcasters. So there's a lot that goes into it. Now, if you're shooting Reels content and video content, you're doing the visual piece. So you have the camera or the $1,300 iPhone that you're filming, and then you're sending it to some type of video editing software. You're cutting it up. You're bouncing that to Reels now, or bouncing it to your phone, or airdropping that video to your phone. And now you have to upload it to the Reels platform, where you could put the cool words and the music and the jump cuts and da da da. Y'all, it's insane how much time a content creator spends doing this. And now that I know I have to get 1 million views in a month long period to get paid, I'm all over this. This is what I do, right? So long story short, Meta has recently announced that they're going to be pausing the Reels bonus. Now, we know that Meta has laid off they let off about 10,000 people in November, and they're scheduled to lay off another 10,000 workers. The recession is full throttle, just in case you didn't know. I've been talking about this for months, and businesses are feeling it. Banks are shutting down. The debt ceiling is upon the United States government. The Federal Reserve is raising interest rates to stop the hyperinflation that is affecting the United States citizens. We're in, this is as chaotic an economy as any millennial or Gen Z has ever experienced. Now, boomers, older folks, you've experienced, you know, the 08 recession, and millennials, older millennials experienced the 08 recession. But this is as volatile an economy as we've seen in the past decade, without a doubt. And so because of that, businesses cut two things. They're going to cut employees to save money. They're going to cut marketing to save money. And in this case, they're going to cut things like content creator incentives, which essentially are just little minions and little workers, private contractors, right? That's essentially what they were paying us content creators to do, is they would give us income to keep people on their app to view the content, right? Kind of like we're mini contractors, and they're cutting that off. And this has many folks going crazy. You see, there is a large content creation boom during the recession. People had nowhere to go, so you saw hyper growth of podcasts, YouTube channels, and people becoming gurus, right? Financial gurus, man. And the space, not even gonna lie to you, the financial literacy space got a little corny because it was so many people trying to do it, and many of which were not qualified. But that's a entirely other podcast. Shout out to JT the Pocket Watcher. That's his bag. But I love it. But anyway, you saw a lot of people that were just quitting their jobs, you know, the great resignation, to just be full-time podcasters, be full-time content creators. And this is affecting folks tremendously. Here's an article from BuzzFeed. It says, creators say the end of Meta's Reels bonus program is a monumental blow to their monthly income. You see, guys, folks relied on this income to live. This wasn't and that's why I love the place and the perspective that I put on income like this. If it's a great dessert, but it can't be my main course, right? And for many, it was their main course. So it says the invite-only program, which awarded payments to users based on the video views they generate, was available for U.S. creators on Instagram and global creators on Facebook. A spokesman for Meta told Insider that companies plan to shift to investing in suite or monetization solutions. So they're going to have some sort of subscription model for folks, you know, to create a subscription thing where there's exclusive content and you could view Black Married and Debt Free's exclusive content. So that's their way of like having a paywall for their content creators. But they're saying no longer will we be providing you with the Reels bonus. So it says, though Meta says its goal is to help creators monetize their content, the news of the Reels bonus ending came as a shock for many small and medium-sized creators. It says, for some, the money they make every month has helped them invest in the products needed to launch a full-time career as a creator, a dream come true for many. Others use the extra cash, usually around $100 to $1,000 per month, to pay bills. A gentleman says, that was my car payment money for every month. He's a career coach, and yeah, man, it's unfortunate because like a lot of people were doing this, and a lot of folks were pushing, let me show you how to make money, were and are pushing, let me show you how to make money as a content creator. And I think we need to level set ourselves and understand, like, even if you get into this bag and you have success, the creator bag or whatever, it's all a hack. I look at everything as finite. Everything is a hack. Everything is like a glitch. And so if you find a glitch or a hack that works, don't just understand that there's a finite time frame for it. And so that will help you when you're spending this extra income or when you're allocating this extra income. If you operate with the mentality that I don't know how long this is going to last me, you'll be better off. But a lot of folks are just doing this like this is going to be there forever. And it's not. Right? I mean, even on our W-2 jobs, which are much more secure, you must operate from a mentality of let me put some away. Let me create some space between my expenses and my income, and let me put away that extra, for a rainy day, right? And it's not only raining right now, it's getting ready to storm. And so we have to operate with that mentality, because when it hits the fan, then we're really going to be in a terrible position. And so unfortunately, a lot of content creators are facing that now. And so I just want to encourage you guys, man, like, prepare for the storm, because it's coming. Just like Deion Sanders said when he went, took his talents to the University of Colorado, I'm coming. This recession, it's coming. It's going to get much worse before it gets better. And so we really have to dig in on our core principles of paying down debt when we can, saving where we can. And it's like, we should have, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. We've been preaching that for so long. I pray that you've been doing that. So I pray that you've, put away money, pay down debt, and invest 6 months ago, 3 months ago, a year ago. I hope you did that. I hope you've done that already, because now is the time when, for me and Shire, like, us paying off debt literally at this moment is what is a big part of what's sustaining us. So if we needed to get in a hurry now to like pay down debt, it would be much harder, because everything costs more. Goods and service, our money is not spreading like it was before hyperinflation, right? Our money doesn't spend like it did, because the cost of goods and services are up. And so I just want to remind ourselves of the principles, paying down debt. If we're always chasing money and we think that the pursuit of money and the acquisition of money is just going to fix everything. I got this thing where I'm making X. Ooh, I got this thing where I made da 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 da. That's cool for that. You made $10,000, $20,000, $50,000. But what happens when that runs out? I talked to one of my good friends that's a content creator, entrepreneur, and it's like, it looks amazing, And then when I was sitting down with him and talking with him, he was like, yeah, man, I sold this product, create this product. I could create something and sell it. And like, the idea of that is amazing. There's no ceiling to that, right? As opposed to working your 9 to 5. He said, but the only thing is once I'm done creating said thing and I sell it, I literally have to come up with the next thing to sell. And I was like, yo, that makes so much sense. If I'm a content creator and I create this video and it does mad numbers, it goes viral or whatever, and I'm able to monetize that, I literally have to come up immediately with the next viral moment. You see what I'm saying? And so while that life may be glamorous, it's very fleeting and it's very taxing mentally to live in that space, especially when you're doing it on other folks' platform. YouTube is not your platform. You may own the content, but like the way you make money from the content, you really have no control over. If you're just posting on YouTube or Reels or whatever, at any moment they can adjust the monetization. They can take it away. You know what I mean? And so we don't want to just have one bag. You know, we don't want to just have one bag. We want to have multiple bags that we can move in and out of. And we want to be keeping our core principles of paying down debt, saving for a rainy day, investing, limiting expenses. Like, those core things we have to really dig into as we get deeper into this recession, y'all, because I'm going to be honest with you, it's going to get really ugly. And even as a, even as like financial, whatever, me and Shire, whatever you want to call us, financial influencers, whatever, I don't know how we've never podcasted or shared during times like this. So I don't know what is going to look like as we get deeper. You know, is it just going to be us telling you, hey, y'all, hold on? Sometimes when a plane is, when a storm is bad and you're in the ship, the captain ain't got really nothing to tell you but buckle up. Buckle up. Everybody hold on to something. You know, and eventually we may get there. We may just be coming on telling y'all, y'all still alive? Y'all still good? All right, let's go. We still, it's, buckle up, you know? And so I hope that I said something to encourage y'all. And if you take nothing away from this other than we're in this too. We've been here for 5 years. We're going to continue to show up on this pod. We're just two regular black people, a black couple with two beautiful children that's trying to figure this thing out and trying to create a better life for the generation that come after us, just like you. And so we're in this together. And yeah, man, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I really, that's all I got, man. That's all I got for you all. So I'm going to holler at you all on the next episode. And I'm out. Peace.